Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
On today's Smart 7, Israel marks 6 months since Hamas attacks, Ireland gets a new leader and lots more. It's Monday 8th of April, it's Zoo Lovers Day and happy birthday, Matty Healy.
The Smart 7.
It's news, but not the news.
Sunday marked 6 months since the October 7th Hamas attacks and the start of the Israel-Hamas war, which has left over 33,000 Palestinians dead and more than half of Gaza's buildings destroyed. Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu was sounding confident about his troops' progress as he spoke at a press conference to mark the anniversary.
Today we are marking 6 months of war. The achievements of the war are great. We eliminated 19 out of 24 Hamas battalions. We killed, wounded or captured a significant number of Hamas terrorists. We cleared Shifa as well as many other terrorist headquarters. And we continue to systematically destroy the underground tunnels.
But the last few weeks have seen dwindling support for the Israeli leader and his plan to target Rafah in the next phase of the war. This weekend, tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets calling for Netanyahu's removal, claiming he's an obstacle to freeing the remaining Israeli hostages in Gaza. And concern has been growing internationally too, with allies expressing alarm about Israeli tactics, including the UK. Deputy PM Oliver Dowden says the government is continually evaluating the situation.
We're not giving carte blanche, and we have robust conversations with Israel. Indeed, both our Prime Minister had conversations with Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Foreign Secretary had conversations with his opposite number.
NATO marked its 75th anniversary last week, but celebrations have been somewhat overshadowed by the looming US election and the major ongoing war on NATO's borders. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the global scale of the Russia-Ukraine war presents new challenges for the alliance.
NATO remains a regional alliance, North America and Europe, but the threats and the challenges we face, they are global. Security is not regional, security is global.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky has warned they're running low on long-range defensive missiles following a slew of Russian airstrikes, and he's been appealing to NATO for more support. Russia has also been escalating missile and drone attacks again on the southern city of Zaporizhzhia, including a strike on the nuclear power plant, which sparked warnings from the International Atomic Energy Agency. Stoltenberg says Russia is keen to press its current advantage as hard as possible.
So most wars ends at the negotiating table, but is very closely linked to the situation on the battlefield. So now Russia believes they can achieve their goals on the battlefield by continuing to push militarily against Ukraine.
Ireland's TikTok Taoiseach Simon Harris is all set to officially assume power on Tuesday and make history as Ireland's youngest leader. But first, there was the small matter of his party conference in Galway this weekend. Harris called out Israeli PM Netanyahu and demanded a ceasefire in Gaza in his first address as party leader on Saturday. He also pledged to extend housing supports, create a new package for small businesses, and reduce income taxes for lower and middle income workers. It's a long list of priorities, but it doesn't appear that reuniting the Republic with the North has made it on there just yet.
It's a legitimate political aspiration for people in our country to want to see a united Ireland. That's the Good Friday Agreement provides that framework where you can recognise different political aspirations and a very clear pathway for those to be achieved. That's not where my focus and priority is now. And quite frankly, I don't believe it's where our priority and focus should be.
Donald Trump's been on a high this weekend, claiming to have raised a record-breaking $50 million for his presidential campaign at a fundraising event in Florida on Saturday. As he took to Truth Social to brag about it, he also compared himself to the late South African president and anti-apartheid activist Nelson Mandela. The former US president wrote that it would be a great honor to be jailed for violating his gag order in his New York hush money trial. Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor Mark Sedwill has been warning the British public that they need to take seriously the security risks posed by Trump's potential re-election this year.
He doesn't always do everything he says he'll do, but there are some things we're pretty sure he will do. He'll take America out of the climate change agreements, but also he's already diluted the American security. The lesson for us is therefore Europe shouldn't just wait on the result of the presidential election, we need to step up ourselves and take more responsibility for our own defence, more responsibility for supporting Ukraine.
Still to come on today's Smart 7, things end all square at Old Trafford, and Michael Sheen faces some tough questions right after this.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back.
Jurgen Klopp made his final trip to Old Trafford as Liverpool boss this weekend, and with the chance to win some precious space at the top of the Premier League table, the stakes were high. But it wasn't to be for Liverpool, whose early lead through Luis Diaz was cancelled out by two second-half goals for the Red Devils, although a late Mohamed Salah penalty allowed Liverpool to finish 2-2 and salvage a point from the game. It wasn't enough to overtake Arsenal into first. Klopp says it was disappointing not to claim all 3 points.
We should have won the game, so that's clear, but we caused a few problems ourselves. Controlled the game, scored the first one, wonderful, should have had other goals in the first half already. They had no shot on target, no shot at all in the first half, so that's 1-0 is the lowest of all possible results then, but that's how it is.
Last week marked World Autism Acceptance Week, and the BBC was celebrating with a new half-hour special called The Assembly. It saw actor Michael Sheen grilled by a group of 35 autistic, neurodivergent or learning disabled people. He was asked questions about his favourite food, opinions on the royal family, his love of Dylan Thomas and that kiss with David Tennant in Good Omens. But by far the juiciest question was this one, about his girlfriend Anna Lundberg, who's 25 years younger than him.
How does it feel to be dating someone who's only 5 years older than your daughter?
Because of the age difference, I think both of us were quite surprised when we got together. We were very aware of how people might respond to that. Ultimately, we felt it was worth it because of how we felt about each other.
Late Night Lycett is back this Friday for its second series, and host Joe Lycett's had a busy month building the hype and combating fake news while he's at it. In a new trailer released this weekend, the comedian announced that his team has been planting fake news stories across multiple major news outlets to prevent more harmful fake news stories from getting a platform. There's been plenty of speculation about what Joe might have planted, including the story about Alan Titchmarsh's genes being banned in Korea and the hat bobble mistaken for a hedgehog, but he says we'll have to wait and see.
Multiple very silly stories have made national news, appearing in publications as varied as The Mail. We've been in The Sun, we've been on BBC News, ITV News, Sky News, and Metro, Independent, and many more. Lad Bible, we've been on them all. So here's the game. Can you guess which stories were my work?
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.